going to be an amazing opportunity. So really just do what you need to do on the personal side to kind of meditate on if it's the right opportunity for you, and or if it's not, who can you invite to enroll them. Okay, so jumping forward here into our meeting format for the new year. You might have seen when you came in, there was a small group up here in the corner that was meeting. We started a new mastermind group for coaches. Thank you. For our exuberant participants. You are invited to participate in that. You will see more information to come out. Be checking your newsletter. We're working on redesigning them so that they're really captivating to read. There's always great information in there. And if you have ideas, send them to Carrie. Send them to our admin assistant in an email of what more you'd like to see. You know, we want to hear from you, and we'll be opening up that in the future. But 6 p.m. before our meetings is going to be, our mastermind group is going to be monthly. So it's something you can come and participate in as well. We are also looking for special interest groups that want to use that time to meet. So you can come early if you are a SIG leader or would like to start one on a topic. Nina, I'm going to come to you for a second on meditation. Let's just say you wanted to start one on meditation as an example. We're going to create the format for you to do that, or open up the space for you to do that in these meeting rooms that we have. So you can get more out of your membership. That's our idea. We want to engage you fully at multiple levels. That's our hope. All right? So please come play with us. And
I'll start a team coaching SIG next time.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. All right. So there you go. You've got a mastermind one. You got a team coaching one. What else shall emerge? I wonder. We shall see. Okay. Are you ready?
Sure.
Are you? I'm ready. You got the best jacket in the room, I think. So I am very excited to have our speaker this evening, and I want to acknowledge Karen Stecklar and a couple of things. One, we scrambled at the last minute when REI wasn't available, and Carrie did a lot of work, and then Karen took the baton and finished it off and got us this location, so thank you very much.
Yay.
For that, because we almost weren't sure what was going to happen there. And she also initiated the conversation with Nancy Jutton like Button. It doesn't spell that way, but it's Jutton like Button. I heard her say that one time when I heard her on a telecall. I was like, oh, I like that. Jutton like Button.
Okay, that's what happened when I met my husband. How do you do, Mr.? He said, Jutton like Button.
So I met Nancy back in June at North Seattle Community College. I was there, and Sandra was there, and Patricia Klingler was there. And we had the opportunity to listen to this great dynamic speaker in all of about 20 minutes, maybe. And I didn't really know what I was going for sure, but what I heard and what I came away with were three key things that I knew I could apply immediately. And because she's all about getting seen, heard, and celebrated in your own backyard, right? She is about do-it-yourself publicity. How do I promote myself to get seen and heard as an exceptional fill-in-the-blank, whatever it is you do as your subject matter expert, right? And she shared such easy things to apply. So I took three things away, and I applied them immediately. And one of the tips that she said to do, and she's going to talk more about this, so I don't want to give away too many keys here, but she said Google yourself and see how many times you come up on the front on the first page of Google. And I came up three times. Not too bad, I thought. Two of which were for a job I had several years prior. One only for coaching. And it really wasn't about me being an exceptional coach that I knew that I was. It was like a link to something obscure. But, it, you know, hey, I was still there three times. So she gave me this list to do, and I took three items and I applied them. Within 6 weeks, I would say 5 to 6 weeks after applying it, I filled up over the first page of Google in Google search. And now I'm all over the place. And I love it. And it's all about, you know, you hear about SEO, search engine optimization and all that stuff. She is the best SEO I know, honestly, because she gives you the tools and the tips so that you get noticed and you get seen. And let's face it, I can attest to this, and I know you've got data that would probably support this, Ms. Sambo, but I don't know the data, but I can tell you this. Folks in a younger generation, say 40 and under, I'm 40. I'm young. Yes. No. Anyways, they're really using technology, right? And they're looking to Google to tell them, if trusted source. So if they can't Google me and find me, I'm not trusted in their mind. You think they're going to want to return my phone call? I mean, this, and I'm not even kidding. This is actually really true. There are people that use the internet in that way. So she's going to teach you ways to get seen and get heard and get celebrated. And she has a fantastic half-day workshop called Publicity, where you get to go and actually have tea and you get to learn about publicity. And I, Karen and I got to participate in that, and oh, it was really, I got more tips. So, and that was just the other week. So she has great materials up here that you're going to get to participate or get to take. And did everybody get a book when you came in, one of her little tips booklets?
No.
Oh, well, everybody gets to go home tonight with one of these booklets, and Carrie's going to pass them down. That is the gift that, PSEA is bringing your way in partnership with Nancy. That you're going to get to leave not only with the tips that she's giving you, but these tips that you get to apply. Pick three, guys. Set the intention of what are the three things that I know that I can leave here tonight and do this week to change how I'm showing up on Google. When you get home, Google yourself and see how many times you show up. And more importantly, are you showing up for the things that you want to, or are you showing up for the job you held 5 years ago that you really didn't like? I was. So without further ado, is that okay?
That's great.
Anything else I did? Let me see what else I missed. Her goal is to guide you to achieve winning results for products, services, ideas, or cause without spending a fortune or spinning your wheels. Nancy is a work in the trenches publicist. She started this because she wanted to buy better groceries. And I love, she'll tell you more about that story. But when she started her business in 2001, it was because she wanted to buy better groceries. And now she's a very successful. She's gotten people on Oprah. She's gotten people in Evening Magazine and major national publications because of the same way that she's going to tell you to do it tonight. All right? Nancy Jutton, take it away.
Thank you so much for that lovely introduction. I do have one question, Karen. There are actually two tips booklets. Does everybody get one of each?
Oh.
Because one of them is green and one of them is red. And between the two of them, it's 147 powerful ways to profit and build your business through the power of free publicity. And so I want you to have both of them, because the first one is more traditional things that you do in the media, and the second one is more about things you do online. And it's the two things together that will create the perfect marriage that will allow you to be even more successful. So thank you to the Puget Sound Coaches Association for bringing those tips booklets to you. I have had people say to me, I did everything you said in those booklets and I landed on the front page of the Seattle PI or the Times. Or I did everything you said and Northwest Cable News came out to call. I sell these things for $10. If you could spend $10 and land on the front page of these newspapers or in a major newscast, would it be worth it? It's just really a matter about getting into action. So that's what tonight's presentation is all about. It's about getting into action. Thought I'd start with a story. Would it surprise you to learn that a lollipop and a letter I wrote during the summer of 1969 showed me a path to my life's work? It's true. I was an 8-year-old girl who watched more than my share of television commercials. And one hot summer's day in July, I spent the better part of a lazy Saturday afternoon figuring out how many licks it took to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. And then I penned a letter to the president of the Tootsie Roll Corporation, and I told him what I knew. A few weeks later, I get this beautiful certificate in the mail, and it's got my name in beautiful calligraphy, and it says, "Very few people on earth know how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, but this certificate belongs to one of the few who do." And I thought, oh my God, this is the greatest thing, because as a 9-year-old, it's pretty hard to have your voice carry. And here the CEO of a major national corporation wrote me a letter and told me I was special. I loved being heard. I knew right then and there that using my writing skill to persuade, influence, create an action was what it was that I was destined to do. And that's been the path I've traveled ever since, as a work in the trenches publicist working on behalf of both million-dollar companies and small startups that just have this desire to be of service. So this is really what I knew a good melon at 9 years old, that I was supposed to be helping people get their voices heard, and that's what I do every day. So in the next 60 minutes or so, I'm going to offer to you four simple, affordable, and powerful ways you can attract recognition, attention, and buzz for your business on a do-it-yourself basis, so you can be recognized for your winning ways through the power of free publicity. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
You can get known as an expert and invite unlimited prospects to fuel your growth and prosperity. It's just a matter of applying simple methods to your advantage. I want you to learn how to get into consistent, inspired action in four key ways. The first thing is to figure out your story. What the heck is your story? How do you set yourself apart from everyone else in your business? We're in a room full of coaches. That's a challenge. But what's his name? God, every time I try to remember this guy's name, Frank Perdue. Frank Perdue put his craggy face on a package of chicken, and he said, it takes a tough bird to create a tender chicken. And he said that differentiation is challenge. It's a challenge for every business. But he said, if I could differentiate dead poultry, certainly there's a way for you to set yourself apart. So what I want to talk about here in terms of figuring out your story is I want to buy better groceries. That's how it started. But today I'm too busy to cook because I've redefined the success that I have by the impact my ideas and information and resources and tips have on others' success. I'm like on a movement to help people be more successful. What it is that I'm doing is bigger than giving you free publicity. It's like I'm helping you to fish so you're never hungry another day in your life. I'm creating something bigger than whatever it is. So I don't know how many of you went to the Make Mine a Million event a few months ago, but they talked about how important it is to, there's three things. There's who you are, there's what you do, and there's why you do it. And a lot of times people start with who they are and what they do, and by the time that they get to the why they do it, the people they're talking to have already moved on to talk to somebody else. If you really think about why you do what you do and you find a way to make an emotional connection with the people that you serve that's beyond the fees that you collect in return for service, that's the pearl where your story takes root. Mm-hmm. So I want you to think about why you do what you do, and then you can, you know, if you're creating a movement to create cultural change in organizations, if you're trying to create a midlife women who embrace pleasure, if you are trying to help people who are left behind after all the layoffs actually feel glad that they are staying, I mean, you need to figure out a way to say your story in a way that actually is interesting, compelling, but from the standpoint of the news media, it has to be timely, newsworthy, relevant, local, and most importantly, interesting. How many times has somebody introduced him or herself to you, and it just sounds like blah, 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 right? You go, yeah, I didn't make a connection with that person. I'm totally bored. Or if they're talking always about themselves, I. I'm great, I'm wonderful, I've achieved, I've accomplished, and how are you feeling when that happens? You probably don't feel so great. So when you shift the focus from I to you, you get to yes and hello a lot faster. So it's a simple, subtle shift. So first you're going to figure out your story, and I'm going to go into some details about how I've helped other people figure out their story. Then you want to initiate contact with your dream list of media. When you lay awake at night and you wonder, where do I want to be seen, heard, and celebrated, you must have an idea where you'd like that to be. A lot of my clients like to be in the Puget Sound Business Journal. They like to be in the Wall Street Journal. Every time I ask a client, especially when they're a bazillion-dollar client, I say, where would you most like to be? They always say Oprah. And it's like, okay, great. And what else would you like? Because it's not always easy to get Oprah, and it sometimes doesn't happen in 20 minutes. But I did have a situation this last year that happened in 20 minutes. I'll tell you about it. Knocked me over with a feather. Oh, my God, it was fantastic. So lay awake at night and decide, okay, where's the best place for you to reach your ideal customer and share a message that's relevant for you? Maybe it's the Puget Sound Business Journal. Maybe it's the Bellevue Reporter. Maybe it's the Snohomish County Business Journal. Maybe it's the Wall Street Journal. Maybe it's Evening Magazine. Dream big and set the intention, and then we can start the business of getting around to making those placements happen. Once you initiate contact with your dream media, the other thing I want you to do is to learn how to respond in a winning way to active media queries. Wouldn't it be fabulous if the right media leads came right to your door every day and all you had to do was reply?
Wouldn't that be fabulous?
Yeah.
Who would think that would be fabulous?
Yay.
Well, did you know that there's a free service that will allow you to do that, and you can sign up today?
Yes, it's NPR.
It's called helpareporterout.com. And if the only thing you do as a result of hearing me talk today is go to helpareporterout.com and sign up, you will be that much faster on your way to earning free publicity, because 4 to 6 times a day, Peter Shankman sends you all these media queries that say, major metropolitan newspaper reporter looking for a coach who wants to get interviewed about yada yada whatever, and I need to hear from you by this date, and here's my email address. It's like a gift. It's a gift. All you have to do is reply. Yesterday, I work with Seattle Chocolate Company, and Valentine's Day is a big deal. And yesterday I responded to 5 queries from Help a Reporter Out, and 3 of the 5 people that I queried wrote back and said, we're in, we want Seattle chocolates, please send me images, please send me samples, please send me more details. 3 out of 5. Is my client going to be happy? One of them was the Chicago Free Press.
Wow.
So it's like, hot dog, hallelujah. So if this is the one thing that you do tomorrow, you're going to be better served. So you're going to figure out your story, you're going to make a list of your dream media, you're going to respond to active media queries, and then the other thing I want you to do is write articles for the social media and the traditional media. Because if the only thing here again that you do is write 4 articles that you place either on in the Puget Sound Business Journal, wherever we decide, write 4 articles, and when people Google your name, it's not just check her LinkedIn profile or check her business profile. It's extraordinary executive coach with tips to empower your success in a difficult economy. I mean, when people Google, 94% of the people, before they buy anything of consequence, no matter what age they are, it seems, they go to the internet first to look you up. They'll look up your name. They'll look up your company name. Maybe they're looking for a cure for breast cancer. Who knows what they're looking for, but what do they find when you show up? And if it says, extraordinary executive coach with proven pattern of success with 15 articles about all of her insights and expertise, if you're on the cusp of who you're going to hire, are you going to go with the one who's known in this way, or are you going to go with the one who's known as a common, ordinary yokel who just has a LinkedIn profile with nothing much more to say about it? What are you going to do? You know, in this day and age, you want to go with the one who's got the best reputation, and those articles really do help establish that reputation. Can I just check one thing? Do you know how you do these presentations and you get all ready to go and then you find out that you're reading from the wrong thing? That's what I just discovered. But it was timely that I went to my purse because I found something really great. I'm going to do this as a visual aid too, because this is a story I'm going to tell you. Harrow Today. Summary, life biz coach and speakers for an SEO success story. Rachel Pradhan, who is a blogger who's writing an ebook and has a blog, wants to hear from coaches by January 15th. She says, I'm looking for life and business coaches as well as speakers that have used search engine optimization successfully. If you are chosen, you will be published in a book on how life business coaches and speakers utilize search engine optimization. Please state the length of time it took for your SEO efforts to work, what was done, such as meta tags, number of keywords, long tail keywords, social bookmarking, article submission, blah, 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 and your results. Must be available for phone or interview at a later time. Thank you for your time. And then she says, write to me here. I need to hear from you by January 15th. Is there anybody here interested in this?
That's fantastic.
In your inbox every day, Help a Reporter Out, a show of hands. Who's signing up? Okay. Okay, so now I'm working on the right playbook here. Good, good, good. Okay, recent news reports say that 2009 is the beginning of what many people are calling the do-it-yourself recession. We have people that are walking their own dogs, they are cleaning their own houses, they are cooking their own meals.
Oh, no, not that.
They're letting the night nanny go and they're taking care of their own children. These are actually good things in a lot of ways, but in business, we're also rethinking what outside services that we're going to be no longer deploying because maybe we don't have enough money to do what we used to do before. Never has there been a more timely opportunity to learn about do-it-yourself publicity because unlike a lot of other kinds of things in the marketing mix, you can actually do this yourself. maybe you're not a fabulous copywriter. Maybe it's better that you hire that out. Maybe you can't, maybe you're not a graphic designer and you've got a graphic designer you have to rely on. But can you do your own publicity? By the end of this this presentation, you're going to know how to do it. You actually can do it, and you'll have great success, and it'll be very rewarding. And what will you have spent to do it? You can, well, you got your tips booklets there. If you just do the things in the tips booklets, you won't have spent any money. And if you actually do the things that we say in there, we're going to know all about you. So just so I make sure I'm in the right place, is there anyone in the room who wants to sell more products, services, or ideas to the right people? Okay. Is there anyone in the room who wants to find efficient, far-reaching, and potentially lasting ways to differentiate their products from everyone else? And do you have all the money you need to get the job done? See? We're in the right place, right? Okay. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to spend a fortune. You don't have to spend $1 million. You don't have to spend hardly any money at all. The key is you have to have a consistent, tenacious, and focused effort on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Anything you do one time doesn't usually work. Anything you do one time doesn't typically deliver an extraordinary result. Anything you do consistently with focus and attention tends to get stronger with every day. And so I'm going to encourage you to exercise your do-it-yourself publicity muscles on a regular basis. You probably have a lot of things to do in your business. Some of you are running a business and having a job. Some of you have parents, children. You have a lot of stuff you're doing, right? Think about the prospect of setting aside 1 hour a day to advance your publicity interests. If there are 20 work days in a month, I'm asking for 15 to 20 hours in a month, 1 hour a day. But if you're focused in the way you apply that 1 hour, you will have success. Your confidence will be buoyed. You'll have some good results. More of the right people will show up. You will have greater abundance, and you'll wonder why you didn't start any sooner. So I always like to say that if you're one of those people that's going great guns and has all the money you need, my comments today might be a little bit boring because you're probably one of those people that's going to hire it out because you don't want to do it. But it sounds to me like from what everybody said is that they didn't have all the money they need. You know, you actually need to learn how to do this, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. See this handy dandy little, you have to have a story. You have to have a hook. If you want to get news. You see this handy-dandy little purse hanger? It's got little bling on it. Keeps my purse off the ground. This lady comes up to me, and she says, I want publicity. I want to sell more of these things. And what most people would say is go buy an ad. You want to sell more of those things by advertising. But I was compelled enough by this little product that I went home and did a little internet research, and you can do the same thing too. And I typed in purse hanger. And I just wanted to see what came back. Well, what came back was a feature on health.com that actually ran on Good Morning America. And it said that the bottom of your purse is one of the 12 germiest places on earth. And that this purse hook is a solution to that problem that keeps your purse away from the dirty, grimy airport and the bathroom and all these other icky places that you go. It protects this magnificent investment you make in your purse because most women spend a lot of money on their purses, and it adds a little bit of bling at the same time. So it's form, function, fabulous for less than $15. And the fact that, you know, we're a germophobic society, oh my God. So I thought, there's my hook. So the headline was, is your purse making you sick? Studies report that the bottom of your purse is one of the 12 germiest places on earth. There is a solution. There's a local entrepreneur who's manufacturing these items and bringing them out in every style and color. And she was a germaphobe at heart, and now she feels like she's on a mission to solve this problem for women everywhere. And just like Bill Gates said, a computer on every desk, she wants a Zook hook for every purse. Well, guess what? I got the Alaska Airlines In-Flight magazine to do that story. I got the Tacoma News Tribune to do that story. I got the Newcastle News to do that story, which then got picked up by the Issaquah Press, which then got picked up by all these New York City bloggers because I wrote to them from my Herald leads. And it was September, and I get in touch with Alexis Mizell, this Newcastle woman who's operating this little business out of this small little space in Issaquah. And she's very shy and you know, she's not like me at all. And she says, gosh, Nancy, I'm having Christmas in September. I just don't know how to thank you. Selling tons and tons of Zook Hooks. And so by Christmas, she was one sheet to the wind. She was exhausted. So she didn't buy any advertising. She had a hook. It was timely, newsworthy, and relevant. Most of you are professional service providers. Well, let me tell you about a professional service provider. Of course, right now the economy is challenging for mortgage lenders. If you need a mortgage, it's hard to get one. If you need to get a jumbo loan, oh my God, what are you going to do about it? This lady I know considered herself an expert in navigating the new rules of jumbo mortgage. And I said to her, do you think everyone out there that has money to spend on a house understands what these rules are? She says, I know they don't. I said, could you write an article that explains what the new rules mean, and could that be helpful for people that are sitting on the precipice of, do I jump into the market or don't I? And so we pitched an article to Puget Sound Business Journal in the residential real estate special section, and we said something like this. Dear Steve Goldsmith, S. Goldsmith at bizjournals.com, he makes all the decisions. Since you've got a residential real estate section coming up on XYZ date, wouldn't it be interesting to inform the readers about new laws that have taken into effect that change the way jumbo mortgages are treated so we could help them navigate the landscape and make the right decision for where they are right now with their house buying decision? This expert with 20 years of experience is qualified to comment because of A, B, C, D, and E, and she'd be more than happy to supply the commentary to help the readers navigate the landscape. I'll follow up with you in a couple days unless I hear from you first. Very truly yours. And then a few days, she follows up in a couple days and says, hi, Steve. It's Jenny Fay of Cobalt Mortgage. I wanted to follow up with you on that fabulous pitch idea about blah, blah, blah. Do you think that's a perfect fit for what the readers need right now? You know what he said? He said, Jenny, I'm really glad you called. You're absolutely right. It is a perfect fit for what I need. Can you do 750 words and can I have it by this date? Ka-ching, ka-ching, hallelujah. 87,000 people on a Friday afternoon got to read about it. And now when you Google Jenny Fay at Cobalt Mortgage, her article pops up. If you're going to decide who you're going to get your jumbo mortgage from, someone who's an expert in writing what the laws are and somebody who's a common, ordinary yokel who doesn't know the thing about it, who are you going to go with? Especially in this kind of an economy. So she's very happy about that. So the way I explained that story to the editor, that's exactly what you do. It's January 1st. It's for the first 2 weeks of January. What's everybody doing? Everybody's setting a goal. Oprah's telling us to live our best life. Jack Canfield's book, The Success Principles, have any of you read it? It's a fabulous book. But you know one of his key points in his 12-step program? Hire a coach. Hire a coach. So all of you in the room who are coaches, you have different areas of expertise about how you coach and the other thing I wanted to show you, did you happen to see, and I know the PI is going away. Sad, I'm very sad about it. Don't you want to be Maureen Moriarty with her workplace coach column on the front page of the PI once a week? What do you think that does for her business? Well, we know that the Seattle PI is going to probably go away, but even in her tips today, in her column, she says, B7. I read the paper every day. Do you guys read the paper?
Yeah.
You got to read the paper. Somewhere it says, find a mentor or coach. This should be someone you can confide in, learn from, and who will model best practices for you. Do you think that's going to help her? If you needed a coach and you're reading about her on the front page of the Seattle PI, which everybody's reading because they want to get it in while they can, you got to do it. So that's another example. Seattle Chocolate Company. A hook. CEO Jean Thompson told me that she had a bad mammogram and she had many anxious moments waiting for the results of her mammogram to come back. And she said, no matter what happens, whether I have cancer or not, I'm going to do something positive for my company to do something good for women everywhere because I've got an 11-year-old daughter and I don't want her to have to live her life with breast cancer. So when she came back from her mammogram, which thankfully was normal, she decided to donate 100% of the net profits from the sale of her Extreme Dark Chocolate Truffle Bar and her Survivor Chick chocolates to breast cancer charities. She was an ordinary woman doing an extraordinary thing to make life better for women everywhere. Well, that's essentially what I said to Oprah. And
I wrote a little note and says, Oprah, of all people, cares about giving back and doing the right thing for women and children. And that's why I know she's going to love to hear about the story about the extreme dark chocolate truffle bars that are extraordinarily beautiful in their packaging and even more delightful in their flavor. And I would be delighted to send samples if you would see these as a perfect fit for your holiday gift guide. So then I thought I did a really nice job. It was gooey and yummy. And I hit send and I leave. Go walk the dog. I didn't think I'd hear back. You know, it takes years to get Oprah, but at least I made an effort. So I came back from my walk from the dog, and I had an email from O Magazine. And they said, we're having a tasting tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Can you make arrangements for the Extreme Dark Chocolate Truffle Bar to be in our New York headquarters in time for the tasting? Well, it was like 7 p.m. And this was in New York the next day, and I'm thinking, how am I going to solve that problem? So I go to the store locator, and I find the nearest retailer in New York that carries the Extreme Dark Chocolate Truffle Bar, and I arrange for it to be messengered to O Magazine. And I just said a little prayer and hoped for the best. So then around, oh, I guess 3 o'clock, I got another email from the people at O Magazine, and they said, she liked them, we want more. And I said, when would you like them? She says, well, we're having another tasting, you know, on Monday, and Oprah's going to be there, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, how many would you like? And she told me, and so we shipped, and I said a little prayer. And I didn't get the holiday gift guide. I got the October breast cancer awareness placement, which was even better. So, but after that, I got More Magazine, Success Magazine, Essence Magazine, Vive Magazine, a couple of others. It was like you could have knocked them down with a feather, the same great story, just with a little bit of spice. So what you want to do is find a great hook. Once you find a great story, like I said to somebody, I said, listen, I think this is going to work with Oprah. Let's just see. And then it went with Oprah. I thought if it was good enough for Oprah, it's going to be good enough for everybody else. Okay, so I tell you all this because once you get seen, heard, and celebrated in O Magazine or More Magazine or the Puget Sound Business Journal or the National Coaching Federation magazine that's important to you, that becomes, you have published author status. It adds a level of prestige to your program. Then when you say, when you're making another pitch, this best-selling author who's a well-respected coach who's been written up in A, B, C, D, and E magazine would be delighted to be a keynote speaker at your whatever you're having. It just adds a level of cachet that you didn't have before, and that's exactly what I did with Evening Magazine in December. Did you read the newspaper articles that said that Frango, that Macy's was 150 years old? And then in the same ads, it said that the Frango was celebrating its 80th year. And they were spending big money on advertising. And it's like a business anniversary on the one hand is sort of interesting, but it's not really enough of a story to get any newspaper involved editorially. So I called Jean Thompson and I said, would you be interested in having the world know that Seattle Chocolate Company is the wizard behind the curtain making Frangos? That you have responsibility for protecting that recipe and carrying it through so people have the quintessential flavor of Frangos in their holiday stocking in the same flavor profile that they've known for years. She said, yes, I would really be interested in that. I thought, well, this is a no-brainer. And I said, well, where do you want it to be? She says, well, I want it to be on TV. I said, well, you know, how about Evening Magazine? And she said, well, can you pull that out of the hat? I said, well, I'll certainly try. So I did the same thing. I wrote a little email to the Eric Riddle over at Evening Magazine, and I said, because television has to be visual, I said, I've got a story that's part Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, it's part Wizard of Oz, and it's part serendipity, telling the story about how this young CEO found a way to win the Frango business within the first 6 months of her taking on the top job at that company, and wouldn't it'd be interesting, since they tell the stories of the Northwest unlike anyone else, wouldn't they like to be the first to tell people that they're actually the people responsible for Frangos? And he said to me, you know what he said? He said, well, that's a no-brainer. I said, well, when do you want to do it? He says, how about next week? Oh, I mean, wow. That was it. Woo. So now that they went there and they did this whole big thing, and You can go to Evening Magazine and you can actually watch. It's like a 5-minute visual fantasy of the chocolate and how it's made and how delicious it is and how beautiful it is. And Jean's looking all pretty, talking about how proud she is to shepherd the recipe for ever and ever. And we're going to be able to use that Evening Magazine feature to get Food Network and Snacks Unwrapped and everything else that we want. Because one good placement leads to another, and pretty soon you're on the cover of USA Today and you wonder why you didn't start any sooner. Are we excited?
Yeah.
I mean, I love this stuff.
We don't do chocolate.
But you're changing lives. You're providing more success with greater ease. You're helping people sleep better at night. You're eliminating their clutter in their head so they can get onto their balance sheet in powerful ways. You're easing pain in ways that is priceless. So when you know, painkillers sell better than vitamins. When you help people see the value of what you do and it makes that emotional connection. And why now more than ever do people need to know about it? Because the economy is in a challenging circumstance. And organizations are having to work really hard to be smart about deploying resources properly. And they are going to have to outsource some kinds of services so that they can navigate. And couldn't those services be you? And why you over everyone else that's out there? What's special and different about what you do and what's timely, compelling, remarkable, and interesting about it? So you have to have a story that's timely, newsworthy, and relevant. You have to share it with the right people. And then you have to ask for what you want and follow up. It's not enough for you to say, well, I sent it out there, and now I'm going to pray that someone can call me back. Patty Payne writes a column for the Puget Sound Business Journal. She told me once that she gets 800 emails every day from people trying to pitch her something. 800. Yours could be in there too. Are you wondering why she didn't call you back? I mean, I just know that when I say I will follow up with you in a week unless I hear from you first, thank you for your consideration, that I make a note a week later to call her back. I call her back, and if you're one of those people that doesn't like to call because you don't like cold calling, and I totally get that, send an email reminder. Patty, just checking back to see if this idea resonated. I'd love to hear from you before I take it to the next person that's way down on the list because you're the perfect person to write about this. You see what I just did there? I made her feel important. I saw her and celebrate her. When you just spray and pray and hope for the best, your stuff usually ends up in the round pile. When you see her and celebrate the reporter for what it is he or she is writing about, like I'll give you an example. Inauguration Day is coming, January 20th. Big darn deal. A lot of the newspapers are writing about all these local Northwest people who are giving big bucks to the campaign so they can go to the inauguration. So I wrote to some of these reporters and I said, not everybody has big budgets to pay their way to the inauguration ball, but the currency of the quality of their ideas is equally important, and the people at Finney Bischoff are offering locals an opportunity to have their voices heard all the way to the White House. Don't you want to hear about that? And I've had all kinds of stuff about this Step 2 to Obama and America campaign show up all over the place because I took that approach. Big bucks versus the quality and the currency of the ideas. I mean, everybody, this is an inclusive situation. We shouldn't be excluded because we don't have $50,000 to go to the inauguration ball. So, by the way, if you want to go to the Step 2 Ideation session at Finney Bischoff, it's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And you can go to step2.org to learn about it. But if you want your voice to carry to the White House, this is a local opportunity. It's going to go all the way to change.gov, and you could be part of it. So you see what I did there? It's like, not everybody's rich. What's an angle? You know, we're rich in the quality and the currency of our ideas, and here's an opportunity to have your voice carry. That's really relevant and timely right now. Now, we talked a little bit about doing a Google search. Have you ever done that? It's very instructive. And as coaches, you should ask yourself, the first week of January, where do you stand on the Google search? I will reveal to you this. When I started my business in 2001 and I did a Google search of who I was and how I served, guess what came up? I was a very slow runner of 10K races. That was it. And I thought, oh, God, I've got a lot to do. But if you Google my name today, you Google do-it-yourself publicity today, of the first 10 mentions of experts, I occupy 7 of those 10 spaces. That's national, global. I mean, 14,000 people went to my website last month from all over the world. Mm-hmm. They're looking for do-it-yourself publicity, and they're finding me. And the reason I tell you that is not to boast. I'm not boasting. But we all have to start somewhere. I was a really slow runner who wanted to buy better groceries, but I knew I had a passion and a talent for publicity, and I had to go about the business of following my own advice and doing everything I'm telling you to do. And now when you do the Google search and you take the temperature, it's a totally different ballgame. And it can be the same way for you. You just have to set the intention. Just like Tammy did. She says, okay, three of them are there. It's my name and it's spelled right, but two of the references are from what I was doing way back when. Now if you check Tammy Redmond, it's Tammy Redmond, Extraordinary Executive Coach, with all these cool tips. What do you want to be known for, and what are you going to go and do to make that happen? Now, in terms of building the expertise and how to get this, people are saying, well, how do I get that? Are you asking yourself this question? How do I get that? Has anyone heard of BizNIC? BizNIC, B-I-Z-N-I-K.